Hi friends, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name's Pauline. I'm so glad you joined us today.
Hi friends, my name is Peter. We hope you've had a good holiday. Today's topic is celebrations.
And today's title is Lantern Festival. Lantern Festival. Friends, we talked about this yesterday too. Do you remember what we learned?
Well, let's see. We learned that right now in Taiwan, many people are celebrating the end of Chinese New Year. They do this by having a lantern festival.
That's right. And we learned that lanterns come in many different shapes, colors, and sizes. Now let's learn some more. Here's Peter with today's Read It.
There are many customs at Lantern Festival time. People enjoy guessing answers to lantern riddles. Lantern owners write riddles on paper notes. They put them on the colorful lanterns. Then people try to guess the answers. If someone guesses the answer, they go to the lantern owner. If their answer is right, they usually get a small prize. People can also see lion dances at Lantern Festival. Two performers get into a lion suit. The lion entertains people. It dances to the beat of a drum. The lion rolls, jumps, and does other tricks.
Oh, wow! I didn't know there were so many interesting things to do during Lantern Festival. This is going to be fun to talk about.
I agree. But before we start talking too much, we better learn our keywords. Here's Christina to help.
Hello, 今天 Alex 向我们介绍了一些元宵节的习俗。There are many fun customs.名词 custom 就是习俗，比如说元宵节的猜谜游戏也很好玩。People write riddles on paper notes， 大家会把谜题写在纸条上。名词 note 就是短笺或便条，答对了有奖品哦。元宵节也会看到舞狮表演，跳着舞的狮子会逗大家开心。The lion entertains people， 动词 entertain 就是使某人开心。狮子还会配合着鼓声的节拍跳舞。The lion dances to the beat of a drum. 鼓这项乐器就是 drum. 狮子除了打滚、跳跃之外，还会耍其他的把戏。It can do other tricks. 名词 trick 就是把戏或特技。
There is another fun custom of Lantern Festival.
What's that?
People write riddles on paper notes. They put them on their lanterns. Others enjoy answering the riddles.
Tell me one.
Well, Chinese riddles are really hard. But here is an English one. What building has the most stories?
I don't know.
A library. Story has two meanings.
Oh, right.
Friends, what did you do for Lantern Festival? Did you know about this custom Alex is talking about?
I didn't. I had no idea. Oh, but before we talk about riddles, first we should talk about the word custom. What does this word mean?
A custom is the normal thing a certain group of people do.We often talk about customs. We talk about festivals and holidays. So how groups of people normally celebrate these events are their customs.
What customs did you find interesting in the Philippines, Peter?
Well, one is they always eat spaghetti at midnight on Christmas Eve. I think that's fun. What about Costa Rica? Do you remember any customs there?
Ooh, well, I lived in a small town there. One day I saw that suddenly everyone had crosses in their yards.
Oh, really? Why?
Well, it was a few weeks before Easter, So this helped people begin to think about the Easter holiday. Then, on Easter Day, everyone put out white ribbons on the crosses. I thought it was a really beautiful custom.
Nice. Okay, well, today we are talking about some different customs around Lantern Festival. What custom does Alex tell us about?
He said people write riddles on paper notes. They put these notes in the lanterns. A riddle is like a puzzle. You ask a question that doesn't seem possible to have an answer.
Oh, I know lots of riddles.
Tell me one.
Well, I would, but...
Come on, Peter, just tell me one.
I will, Pauline, but first wait. Tell me one is today's...
Calendar phrase!
Tell me one.
Tell me one. 说一个给我听。
Do you like jokes?
Yes, tell me one.
Do you like stories?
Yes, tell me one.
Do you like riddles?
Yes, tell me one.
Oh, I can tell you a lot.
No thanks, just tell me one.
Tell me one.
Tell me one. 说一个给我听。
Hey, I can use that phrase right now. Peter, tell me a riddle, but just tell me one, okay?
All right, but I know so many. Fine, okay. What gets bigger the more you take away from it?
I'm not very good at riddles. I don't know. I give up.
Okay, a hole. Get it? The more you take away, the bigger the hole gets.
Oh, yeah, I get it. That's a good riddle.
And I know a really good riddle, too. It goes...
Hey, Peter, only one, remember? Now it's time to talk about Alex's riddle. He had a good one, too.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see. What was his riddle? Oh, yeah. What building has the most stories?
Oh, I know. Taipei 101. It's one of the tallest buildings in the world. It has 101 stories.
Good guess, but remember, Pauline, it's a riddle, so there's something tricky about this question. The word story has two different meanings. Christina, can you help explain this some more?
Alex 问, what building has the most stories? 这个问句其实是有双重的意思。因为 story 可以当故事的意思用，也可以表达房子有几层楼。所以 what building has the most stories 可以是问什么建筑物的故事最多，或者什么建筑物最多层楼。Story 用作故事的话，你可以说 My mother always tells me a story before bedtime. 我妈妈在睡前都会给我说故事。用作楼层的话，可以说How many stories is your house? 你的房子有几层楼? My house has 4 stories. 我的房子有四层楼。
Thanks for your help, Christina.
So, Pauline, do you remember what the answer is to this riddle now? What building has the most stories?Remember, story can be a kind of story you read in a book.
I do remember now. The answer is a library. A library can have thousands of stories or books.
That's right. I like this riddle. I will have to remember that one.
I think you and Alex would have fun telling each other riddles. Well, we're having fun today, too, but it is time for a quick break. Don't go away.We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back, friends. Do you know any good riddles? Do you like trying to answer riddles?
Well, to be honest, I like telling people riddles more than trying to answer them, but both are fun.
I feel the same way. Some people, though, are really good at making up their own riddles. You do that sometimes, right, Peter?
Yeah, it's really fun.
Well, now we're going to learn about another fun Lantern Festival custom. Let's join Alex and Matt to find out what it is.
You can also see lion dances at Lantern Festival.
Do real lions dance?
No, each lion is two performers in a lion suit.
And the lions entertain people?
Yes, they dance to the beat of a drum. They roll, jump, and do other tricks.
I'd like to see that.
Lion dances are fun to watch. They're very popular.
I don't think I like this part, Peter.
Really? Why not? I thought you'd love it.
Well, those poor lions, they are wild animals and they're being forced to dance in a festival. I don't think that's good.
Wait, Pauline, didn't you hear? Matt asked Alex about that. The lions aren't real animals. Each lion actually has two people inside the lion suit.
Oh, I see. Okay, that's fine then. And two people fit inside one lion suit? Wow, those must be big costumes.
Yes, they are. The two people work together to make the lion dance, roll, jump, and do other tricks.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Okay, I agree with Alex. I'd like to see that.
See, I knew you'd like that.
You're right. This sounds really special. So, what kind of music do the lions dance to?
They dance to the beat of a drum. Christina, can you explain this some more?
Alex 说舞狮的人跟着鼓声的节奏舞动。They dance to the beat of a drum. 这里的 beat 是名词节奏拍子的意思。请留意这种表达方式。Dance to the beat of a drum. 介系词 to 有按照或依照的意思。所以除了 dance to the beat 之外你也可以说 Let's dance to the music. 随着音乐跳舞。或者We danced to my favorite song. 我们随着我最喜欢的歌曲跳舞。介系词要用 to.
Thanks, Christina. This is so interesting. I'd love to see the lions dancing, jumping, and doing tricks to the beat of a drum.
Oh, hey, let's talk about that word trick you just said.Here, we mean to do something special for others to watch and enjoy. For example, some people teach their dogs to do tricks.
Oh, yes. I have a friend who has a dog. When my friend says, speak to his dog, the dog barks. Everyone likes that trick.
Hey, Pauline, you know a neat card trick, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It's just a small trick.
Hey, well, it just so happens I have some cards right here. Can you show it to us?
Okay. So often when you play cards, you need to cut the cards. That means you take the top half off the cards and put them under the other cards, you know, like that. But my trick is I can do this with one hand. At least usually I can, like this.
Hey, that's a nice trick.
Thank you. But it's not as exciting as the dancing, jumping lion performers. That sounds like an amazing show.
Well, it really is. The performers must practice together a long time.
Well, I know our friends here practice speaking English a lot, and that's why they are so good at it. In English, we say practice makes perfect. The more you practice, the better you get.
And of course, it takes time and work.But friends, you are doing a great job. You are taking time to learn with us. And I know you work on using these words we are learning together.
Let's practice the new words we learned together today. Listen to us say the word once, then try to repeat the word with us. This will help you say the word clearly. Then try reading the example sentences out loud with us too.
Okay, here we go. Here's the first key word from today.
Here's your first key word. Custom. Custom. Eating fish is a New Year's custom.
Note. Note. Please write a note to James.
Entertain. Entertain. The performers entertained the children.
Drum. Drum. He wants a drum for his birthday.
Trick. Trick. I want to teach him a new trick. Okay, friends, those are our key words for today. Keep on practicing. And now let's review our lesson one more time together.
There is another fun custom of Lantern Festival.
What's that?
People write riddles on paper notes. They put them on their lanterns. Others enjoy answering the riddles.
Tell me one.
Well, Chinese riddles are really hard. But here is an English one. What building has the most stories?
I don't know.
A library. Story has two meanings.
Oh, right.
You can also see lion dances at Lantern Festival.
Do real lions dance?
No, each lion is two performers in a lion suit.
And the lions entertain people?
Yes, they dance to the beat of a drum. They roll, jump, and do other tricks.
I'd like to see that.
Lion dances are fun to watch. They're very popular.
Okay, Peter, I know you are dying to tell us more riddles.
Well, I'm not actually dying, Pauline, but you're right. In English, when we're really excited about something, we can say, I'm dying to do that.
Right. And Peter, I know you really, really want to tell us more riddles. You're dying to do it. So go ahead. Tell us another.
All right. Okay. I know. What are two things people never eat for breakfast?
They never eat for breakfast? Pizza? Actually, I've eaten pizza for breakfast. Ah, I give up.
Okay, lunch and dinner. You can't eat lunch or dinner before breakfast.
Ah, tricky. I like that one. Okay, I guess you can tell us one more.
All right. This is as light as a feather, but no one can hold it for very long.
Really light, so it's not heavy. But you can't hold it for very long? Fire?
Oh, no. But it's your breath. Get it?
I see. We breathe air. Air is very light. But in English, to hold your breath means to not breathe. And, of course, we can't hold our breath very long. Good one, Peter. Okay, friends. Now it's time for...
Oh, wait. One last one. It's quick.
Okay, go.
What month has 28 days?
February.
No, Pauline, it's true February only has 28 days, but all months have 28 days. So the answer is all the months.
Oh, okay. Well, you got me. Friends, you will be happy to hear that it's now time for Jungle Chit Chat.
What is this?
I'm celebrating Lantern Festival. This banana is my lantern.
A banana lantern? Ginger?
Well, lanterns come in all shapes and sizes.
You're right. Hey, your lantern has a note on it.
Yes, I wrote a riddle on the note. It's a custom.
A custom?
Yes, guess the answer and get a prize.
Okay. What did the banana say to the elephant?
What did the banana say to the elephant, huh?
I don't know. What did the banana say to the elephant?
Nothing, silly. Bananas can't talk.
Very funny.
Yeah. Happy Lantern Festival. Can you talk? Here's a present for you, Uncle Henry.
Oh, thanks, Casey.
Henry?
Yes, dear?
I spend a lot of time with Casey.
Yes.
I play with him more than you do.
That's true.
You just sit there and read your newspaper.
So?
So, why did he give you a present?
Well, some kids enjoy their aunts more. Others enjoy their uncles more. I guess Casey just likes me more.
Who said that?
Super Sentence Man!
Oh, yes, that's my name. And I heard a super sentence. Others enjoy something. Who said others enjoy their uncles more?
Well, Henry said that.
Super! Do you have another sentence for me, just for fun?
Sure, no problem. I enjoy reading the newspaper. Others enjoy reading books.
Others enjoy reading books? Great.
Oh, here's another one. Some people just enjoy relaxing. Others enjoy feeling sorry for themselves.
I do not feel sorry for myself.
But others enjoy feeling sorry for themselves. So you feel sorry for yourself?
It's because our nephew Casey gave me something nice, but he didn't give anything to her.
Oh.
Some enjoy their aunts. Others enjoy their uncles.
And there's the super sentence again. Remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great. Oh, this must be your nephew Casey.
Oh, Casey! Did you bring your aunt a present?
No, this is just for Super Sentence Man.
Well, how nice. What do you have behind your back?
This is for you, Aunt Mary. I love you. You're the best.
Oh, thank you.
Come on.
I know I'm his favorite.
Yeah.
Some kids enjoy their uncles more. Others enjoy their aunts more.
Hey, Pauline, you're an English teacher, right? Which word does everyone always pronounce wrong?
I don't think there is a word that everyone says wrong, Peter.
Yes, there is. The word wrong.
Oh, Peter. Okay, I guess you're right. Well, friends, I hope you enjoyed learning with us today, and I hope you'll join us again tomorrow, right here on...
Let's talk in English.
Goodbye.